Good evening, everybody. I hope you are all having a wonderful, wonderful day as we are back here with the Tides Talk podcast, episode 3. It is April the 24th, 2024, and quite a lot has happened since the last time we spoke. Last time we spoke, Jackson Holliday was just called up. He was just called up to the Orioles, making his debut the day before. So a lot has happened since then. Holliday's had his struggles, but we are back here. So the first thing that comes to mind when we're talking Tides baseball, when we talked last, the Tides were on a losing streak of 4 games. It was a 4-game losing streak going into Friday. That was before Friday. So a 4-game losing streak, whatever, you know, you're going to go through your ups and downs. This is baseball. This is the world's funniest sport. You know, you're going to go through, it doesn't matter if you're the greatest team of all time or the worst team of all time. You're going to go through your rough stretches. You're going to go through your great stretches, whatever. 4-game losing streak is what it is. But since then, the Tides went on to lose 6 more games in a row. So they finished up their series against Scranton, the AAA team of the New York Yankees, excuse me. So they lost that Friday night game that I attended, 6-4. And then they finally had the tribute to Norfolk night that Saturday. So they got to unveil the new, basically, City Connect jerseys. Amazing jerseys, by the way. Be sure to check it out in the team store. Look it up online. Outstanding jerseys. Fantastic job to whoever designed those. But lost that night, 3-0. And then the series finale on the Sunday afternoon game of the Bark in the Park, first of the year, they lose 5-6 to Scranton, the Rail Riders. So overall, a very tough series. They got swept in 6 games to Scranton. That is never a good thing. Six games. Never a good thing in AAA baseball because you have these really long series against these teams. 6 games, and you lose all 6 of them. That was struggling big time. Now, what is the reason of this? Why are they struggling so bad? Could you say the offense? Could you say the defense? I think it's a mixture of both. The offense overall, when they got out to as hot of a start as they did, it was the offense that reason. The offense was unbelievable. I mean, they're putting up 26 runs in 1 game against Charlotte. But, I mean, you look at this Scranton series, I mean, they put up 2 runs, 3 runs, 3 runs, 4 runs, 0 runs, and 5 runs. So, can the offense, the offense could have most definitely done better. Now, did the pitching do them many favors? Not that many. They definitely had their nights of being all right, though. I mean, they gave up 5 runs, 7 runs. 7 runs, you definitely don't want to give that up. 4 runs is, 6 runs, terrible. 3 runs, and 3 runs is a pretty good night, and 6 runs. So the pitching has not done them many favors, but the offense has not been supporting them like they did in the first couple weeks. The pitcher started easing in, you know. If you're a pitcher at any level of baseball, I don't care what level of baseball you're at, if you are a pitcher and a team is putting up anywhere close to double digits of runs, you're going to ease yourself in. You're going to be comfortable. You don't care about giving up a run or two because you know you have such a big lead. But the offense did not give them that kind of comfort in that Scranton series. So moving on, they played Jacksonville in a 6-game series as they had the losing streak going on. So they played at Jacksonville with the Jumbo Shrimp. And, I mean, the losing just kept going on and on. They lose 3-4 on April the 16th, the series opener. That was a tough one. Could have gone either way. And then the 17th, the day after, they lose 16-4. 4 runs isn't awful by the offense. You'd like to see more, though, especially with all the big names you have in your lineup. But you give up 16 runs, you can't fault the offense for that. You've got to be able, you cannot give up anywhere close to that amount of runs. You cut that in half, you're not supposed to give up 8 runs either. You cannot give up 16 runs in 1 game. As far as the rest of the series went, they lost 3-1. And then finally, April the 19th, it was a 10-game losing streak. 10 games. April the 19th, they get their first W in a week and a half against Jacksonville. They win 4-1. So nothing crazy about the offense. Just a great pitching battle. And they put up 4 runs that ended up doing it. And then they got back to their normal selves. It almost looked like that Saturday. They played the Jumbo Shrimp. They win 11-5. That's more of the offensive numbers that we saw towards the beginning of the year. 11 runs. And don't get me wrong, that's definitely not a number I expect to see them put up every night. That's not an average number that I expect to see them put up every night, because that is outstanding. But that's more of the stuff that we were seeing towards the beginning of the season where it's like, wow, like this offense is something special. I don't expect them to put up 11 runs a night. When they put up 4 runs and beat the Jumbo Shrimp on the 19th when they won 4-1, that's pretty average. If they put up 4 runs, I'm not terribly upset with that. Now, is your pitching staff going to hold on? I don't know. 4 runs is pretty average, I'd say, in the minor leagues. If you're putting up 4 runs, you have a chance to win, you have a chance to lose. What I expect of this team is to put up at least 4 runs a night. What I also expect of this team is to, you should put up a 5th or a 6th. And 6 runs is a lot. 6 runs is not easy to come by, but with the amount of power in this offensive lineup, they can definitely get that done on a nightly basis. So they close out the series against Jacksonville, the 6th game on the Sunday afternoon game, and they put up that 4 runs, as I was just saying, but they still lost 8-4. So the pitching has not been great, especially the bullpen. But you got guys like Chase McDermott and Cade Povich still doing their thing. They're pitching well, but I mean, the rest of the rotation and the starting and the bullpen has been struggling bad. But I mean, you never know. But it seems like the tide, no pun intended, the tide has been turning a little bit. However, last night they played their series opener to Gwinnett, the Gwinnett Stripers, and they lost 9-4. So the offense, again, like I said, that 4 number, it's going to need to be a little more than that. Like I said, I expect them to get 5 or 6. I think that's definitely doable, especially because if you know the pitching staff has not been anything special, you've got to be able to put up those numbers offensively to make up for that. So they lose 9-4 in the series opener back home at Harbor Park. And so here we are Wednesday night. This is being recorded as of Wednesday night, where there is a game in progress right now, actually, as they are playing Gwinnett. And the latest update on that is they were up 3-0. However, I believe the Stripers did just score, and they did. So it's a tied ball game, tied up 3-3 in the bottom of the 6th. Stay posted for updates on that. Obviously, this thing won't be recorded by the time that game's done. So, but yes, 3-3 right now. So it's a good battle, tight battle. I think there's still offensive power to be had still on both sides for that game. So we'll see. But the Gwinnett series is a very important series for the Tides here, because they've got to get back on track. They just have to. You could say they kind of did in Jacksonville. They got those 2 wins, but overall, you're still losing the series 4-2. And I don't care what way you look at it. If you're losing the series 4 games to 2 games, that's not a series fix. You've got to figure this out. They do seem to be keeping it closer. They seem to get a little bit of their offense back. They're putting up 4 runs almost nightly now, which is good. So we just need to see that pitching staff come in, see them shut the door every now and then, and we need to see some more offensive firepower, some more of that early season stuff. Yeah, it's hard to come by, but let's put up double digits. Come on, I know this team is possible. It's very hard to come by to put up double digits on a team. But I know if there is a minor league team that is capable of doing it, it is this Norfolk Tides team, as we saw early in the year. And I mean, ever since Jackson Holliday was sent down, it seems like that's when the down spiral started, but it really wasn't. The down spiral started when they lost to Charlotte on April the 7th, weeks and weeks ago now. That's when the first game happened in the 10-game losing streak. And before Jackson Holliday left, the Tides lost 1-2. They lost... Jackson Holliday was he was called up on that Tuesday. The Tides lost 5-2. That's right. Excuse me. So, I mean, the Tides lost 2 games with Jackson Holliday, and then after that, it was all a down spiral. I mean, Heston Kurtstead even got into a slump himself. I mean, the offense was just slowed down. And I mean, you can say what you want about Jackson Holliday getting called up. And the Tides, you can say what you want about him getting caught up in the Tides not producing as good numbers. And, I mean, it's true. Without Jackson in that lineup, that's one less big bat that they got. But, I mean, either way, in my opinion, I don't think it matters. Even if Jackson Holliday is in that lineup, yes, it provides more offensive firepower. But even before that, they still have all these names that are supposed to be big-time prospects coming up for years to come. I mean, the Baltimore Orioles have done an outstanding job in balancing having big league ready talent, but also they have an incredible farm system. Even down in Bowie, the Bay Sox. They've been doing all right down there. They've got some good talent, even if the record doesn't show it. So they've done a great job. They've got some great names in Norfolk right now. It's just a matter of, like, what is going on? Why can't they mesh together? You know what I'm saying? Why can't they produce the firepower like they were earlier in the season? So, I don't know. You can say that Jackson Holliday was the reason, but let's take a look at his numbers really quick, as it's been pretty rough for him. He has 34 at-bats thus far in the big leagues, and he has 2 hits. He's batting .059, so it's been a rough go for Jackson Holliday thus far in the big leagues, and a lot of that comes with, it's just tough to get used to the pitching. You know, AAA pitching is good. It's probably the highest level of pitching you will see before the big leagues, but it's still not big league pitching. I mean, you hear guys like Bryce Harper, who, when they go for rehab, it's to the point where they don't do as many rehabs down in the minors anymore, because he said it as nice as can be, but he's like, I'm sorry, guys. Like, the AAA pitching is just not what you're going to see in the big leagues, and I'm not going to get any better doing that. So that's what Harper said. And I mean, big league pitching is definitely a big step up from AAA, and I think that's all you're seeing from Jackson Holliday right now. I think he'll be just fine in the big leagues. Don't be surprised if he gets sent back down here to Norfolk for a little bit. Don't be surprised. They want to see him develop a little bit. Either way, I think at the end of the day, Jackson Holliday is still the best prospect in baseball, the biggest name in the future of baseball. He's just got to get more time, see more pitching. He's got to ease in there a little bit. He's got a little bit of jitters right now. He had 34 at-bats, 2 hits. He has an RBI. He scored 5 times, so that's not awful. The hitting part is awful. He scored 5 times. That's definitely not great either, to be honest with you. If you're batting .059, that's pretty bad. So, obviously, we're rooting for Jackson. We want Jackson to do good, but unfortunately, it just has not worked out thus far for Jackson Holliday. But other than that, as I was saying, I wouldn't say that that's the reason why the Tides are struggling, just because Jackson Holliday was called up. But yeah, other than that, we got some future games really quick, then I'll get you all out of here. So as I said, they're in the series with Gwinnett right now, as they got the game going on. It's tied up 3-3. After that, they got 4 more games with Gwinnett, as they have the businessman entity special tomorrow afternoon, as they got the afternoon Thursday game. And then they got 3 more. They got STEM night Friday night, 6:35 start time, and Saturday, 6:35 start time. And it is a very special night. And really quick, I'll get back to that in just a second. They also have a Sunday afternoon game against Gwinnett. That's the Junior Tides game, first of the season. That's always a fun night for the little ones. But going back to Saturday night, it is going to be a very, very special night. It is ring ceremony night. As everybody knows, the Tides were national champions last year after winning it all in Vegas, something that the team had not accomplished in a long time. So shout out to the Tides. That was big time. And they're having the ring ceremony for it. So get to the ballpark Saturday night. Get there, get in your seats early so you can be there for the ceremony. All staff members of the Tides and all players of the Tides will be receiving their rings for being national champions last year. So that will be outstanding. And get yourself to a Tides game. It's always a great time, kid-friendly. There's really no bad seat in the ballpark. Great concessions. It's been great times at the ballpark thus far this year. For the most part, it's been all right baseball. It was outstanding baseball there at the beginning of the year. Hopefully they'll get back to that. But always some great stuff going on around the Tides. So be sure to get yourself to a game, especially that Saturday night game, to be able to see the ring ceremony, because that is going to be awesome. But other than that, I mean, we'll see what they'll do against Gwinnett. If they can pick up some wins here, that'd be awesome. I plan to be at the game Friday night, I think. I'm not going to make it Saturday night, unfortunately, but Friday night, I should be planning to attend the game. So, hopefully we'll have some good baseball. This is the perfect time to get on track before they go to Nashville. Before they go to Nashville, they need to pick this up against Gwinnett, get themselves back on track and ready to go. And really quick, I just want to say That ring ceremony will be Friday night. Excuse me, not Saturday night. It will be Friday night. So I had it all mixed up. Friday night will be the ring ceremony. So get yourself there. Get yourself there for Saturday night either way. Saturday night's always some great baseball. But Friday night. Friday night is the ring ceremony. So get there Friday night. Get in your seats early as they will be presenting all the rings to all the players and all the staff. Other than that, that's about all I got for you all tonight. So if you enjoyed, be sure to hit the follow button, hit the like, hit the subscribe, whatever you're listening to this on, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, whatever it is. Subscribe to Cova Sports. As always, go to covasports.com to see all of our stuff, whether it's high school sports, Tides, whatever it is. Be sure to go there. More content will be coming on there about the Tides. So go under the Tides Talk tab, and there will be plenty of stuff there for you to look and read. But other than that, go to covasports.com, subscribe, hit the like button, and that's going to wrap it up for us tonight, folks. So have a great night.